Yeah, I think, you know, it's hard looking back. I guess I didn't think about it when I was like 17 and 18, but now being a parent and being a teacher, I think, how do we expect these kids to know what they want to do when they're starting college, right? So I think it's really, there's a lot of searching and experience to be done. You know, I would really encourage people to get some real hands-on experience in the fields that they're interested in. And don't be swayed by people who say, oh, well, you're really good at this, so this is what you should do, because that doesn't always measure up. I have a very, very good friend that I went to school with, and she's incredibly smart, very, very good at math. And she was told, well, you should be an engineer. You could get a scholarship. And she did. She got a full ride scholarship to U of M to do engineering. And guess what? She hated it. It was not something that brought her joy. It was not something that fulfilled her. And later in life, she decided to quit and go back to school and do interior design, which is what she loves. So I guess I would say, you know, get as much experience as you can, whether that's an internship or volunteering, even if you're not getting credit for that, do it, because it's just good. There's so many things out there. And, you know, as a teacher, I feel like, you know, we think, well, I'm gonna be a teacher in a classroom, and that's what I was for a long time, and I loved it, and I wasn't looking to leave. But now that I'm out in the community a little bit more and outside the walls of that classroom, there's so many different fields that employ educators or people that know about education and know about students. So I guess just keep an open mind about all of those opportunities that are out there for you.
One of the things that I think for anybody too is not only learning the content area of whatever it is you're studying, but learning how to learn. Yes. So that you can retool, so that you can adapt. Sometimes in your situation, a new opportunity presents itself. Other people find that a job, you know, goes away and they are laid off, that mm-hmm. they have to find some other field to work in. So that would be a crucial thing. And I know there are these theories about human development, and that the first half of our lives is typically living up to other people's expectations. So we are our parents, our teachers, our early bosses. But then as we get into the second half of life, there's more of an opportunity to start to decide what it is that we really want, mm-hmm. to be more true to self, to listen more to that inner voice. So it's interesting that, you know, I think many of our lives do take new directions as we get older, mm-hmm. Certainly in career. I'm also wondering if you just have any other advice for young people, because you're still young, but you've already had two fairly distinct careers. I mean, mm-hmm. there's some common ties, yeah. but what else would you say about that?
I think, you know, something that we talk about a lot actually at the foundation is this idea of like failing forward, and that a failure is really just an opportunity to learn something. And we actually have a whole program built around it where we have kids work together in teams to use critical thinking. And it's just a really great program. It's actually what we were doing today before I came here to your studio. So this idea of failing forward and just kind of taking a shot on something and not having to feel like, I need to come out successful, you know, at the end of this, but just being okay trying something new. And, you know, for me, yeah, I've had two kind of distinct careers already. And I think when I was preparing, the interview process for my current position was pretty extensive. I mean, it was like 6 months long. There was
That's
two.
That's major.
Yes. Wow. It was lengthy. And there was two different interviews where I had to give a presentation and answer questions to a group of people who are quite prestigious in the area. And I thought, what have I done? I am a first grade teacher and I am going to give a presentation to these people. There is no way. Like, what am I going to bring to the table? I can't believe that I've made it this far. What am I going to do? And I finally just said, you know what? If you get out of this interview and you haven't like puked on your shoes, you can give yourself a great big pat on the back. And I got out of that second interview and I thought I did pretty well. You know, I didn't do anything tremendously awkward. And I was just so relieved that it was over and that I had tried it. I had put myself out there, and whether I got it or not, I didn't even care, you know. And I did. I was offered the position. But in my mind, I thought, you know, what does this first grade teacher have to offer? But then in looking back, it's like, all of these experiences that I've had, I've drawn from them, you know, whether it was conductive education at Aquinas or teaching in a high poverty school in Muskegon. There's just different lessons. And when I look at, you know, where I am now and what I do now, there's pieces of all of that that have come together. So I guess, too, you know, don't be afraid to take a job that maybe you think you're better than, or maybe, you know, you might think you're more qualified for that job, or maybe you don't think it might be that fun, or just not the industry you thought. Because guess what? Like, you're free to move on, but you're also free to learn from that and to, like, garner these really important lessons that kind of build you up and prepare you for the next big thing.
I love that idea about failing forward, because I think failing is often, as you said, it's how we learn, it's how we develop grit and mm-hmm. and determination. And I think sometimes when we see people who seem to be very successful, we can focus on their success. But the truth is that those people typically have failed so many times. They're mm-hmm. just gutsy, and they're willing to keep trying and keep retooling. So that's a great insight.
Oh, for sure. We have a whole program that focuses on the character trait of perseverance. And at the onset of that class, we talked to kids about people like Walt Disney, who was fired for not being creative enough, and Michael Jordan, who was cut from his high school basketball team, and Dr. Seuss, who submitted so many, you know, manuscripts before they were accepted. And we talk about, like, gosh, what would life be like if we had no Walt Disney? And as a mom who just got back from Walt Disney World with her kids, it's kind of hard to imagine, right? But just that lesson of, like, well, if they had listened to the first couple people that told them they weren't good enough, we would never be able to, like, enjoy their gift today. Right. So it's just really working through that.